you should be kinder to yourself is one of the first things that you texted to me. And I've heard some variation of that over the course of my life to one extent or another. And as per usual, I just brushed it aside and didn't comment. And over the next few days of the two of us sharing experiences and hopes and dreams for the future, what our intentions were, what kind of relationships we were hoping to create, you again commented that I haven't been treated very well. And when you asked me if I would like to meet you, I demurred a little bit, partly because, I mean, I didn't feel like I was particularly in your range. Not that you weren't good enough for me, but the opposite, actually. When I asked you why you wanted to pursue a date, you told me it's because you wanted to treat me the way that I deserved to be treated, and you wanted to be gentle with me and kind and listen. Now, I mean, at that point, we hadn't spoken voice to voice or met face to face, but the things that you were adept at picking up at through text just was kind of, I don't know, it jarred me a little bit because unlike the other men that I had spoken to on the app, you were less concerned about pushing your agenda and more genuinely interested in me and where I've come from and what I've done. And so I took the leap. And from then I felt that connection with you even more so. And then when you kissed me on that first date, I knew what I'd been missing for so long, and realizing just how touch-starved I was, and that by holding myself aloof and appearing uncaring or independent to an extreme, that I had been doing myself a disservice. So, flash forward, after several more dates and speaking to each other almost every day and getting to the point where we kind of mutually agreed that we were officially seeing each other and off the market as far as other options were concerned, we got closer and closer and spent more and more time together until it was literally every day. And I remember the first night that we Netflixed and chilled, when you put your hands up my shirt and the way that my skin burst into goosebumps under the pads of your fingers and how I shivered when they slid around my sensitive ribcage up to the clasp of my bra. I had no desire to stop you. If only you would just keep touching me, I would have done anything in that moment. And you did. You continued to touch me. You stroked me. You were reverent, even the way your big hands, such big, calloused and powerful hands, cupped me so gently and stroked the curve of my breasts as though afraid to leave marks, the way you cupped their weight in your hand and felt the nipples pebble immediately against your palms. I could feel you grow hard behind me, spooned as we were, and I just remember feeling, this is it. This is what I want. This is where I'm meant to be. And I know that in person, I'm not the best at expressing verbally appreciation and love and affection, but I don't know, just through touch, I hope that I can convey exactly what it is that you deserve, and that you know from my heart to yours that the feeling is genuine, the passion is real and honest, and you've made me vulnerable to you. So, when that first night, the first time that we slept together, I had skipped downstairs quickly to freshen up, and upon coming back, by the time I reached the top of the steps, my knees were shaking so badly that I could barely stand up, and I managed to cling to the doorframe, and you quirked that smile, that knowing smile, because already you knew just how to read me with just a look, and you asked if I was going to be okay. Did I need assistance getting further? To which I remember saying, yeah, I don't think I can. And you came over to me. You approached me oh so slowly. And my heart was pounding. And my mouth went dry. My shaking got worse. And yet it wasn't fear that was coursing through me. It was a nervous excitement, the likes that I've never felt before. And then when your big arms came around me and squeezed me tight, I knew that I was safe, and I knew that you would hold me whenever my legs threatened to give out, that you'd be my rock, you would be my pillar of support. And I think in that moment, I knew that I loved you. And so I let you remove my clothing piece by piece, bearing far more than just skin, although it was quite a lot of pale skin, just hinting with a bit of flush as the heat in me started to grow. When you slid the shirt down my shoulders and let it fall to the floor, and then so nimbly undid my bra and let it fall too. Oh, my breasts against your chest. It sent shivers up and down my spine. All your hair, your chest hair, is so soft, contrasting against my skin, so velvety, soft, and yet so pale. You reached to flick my nipples, and I blushed hotly, and you chuckled at me. What is it that you want to do to me? Would you like to touch me there? Would you like to touch the sensitive underside of my breast that so rarely gets contact? Or perhaps, as I slide my hands so slowly, my fingers shaking down your chest, perhaps you'd like to go further. I take your hands in mine, and showing a sliver of courage far more than I'd shown heretofore, I, with our thumbs together, hooked them in my pants and slowly drew them down over the curve of my hips, taking the panties underneath with them until all I had to do was step out of them and into your arms, naked, the only cover, the long wavy mass of my hair. And please kiss me before I lose my nerve. Oh God, it feels so good. Oh God, yes. Oh God, my neck. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, I need a moment. I need a moment. Or I will not make it to the bed. Oh my God. Give me a moment to explore you. Let me run my hands down your chest. Oh God, and stroke them over your stomach. Oh. Brush my fingertips through the hairs there. Starting to lead a trail lower, suggesting a path that my fingers might take to discovering you in all of your glory. And so I push my hands and tug your pants down. No resistance, and conveniently, no underwear either. Oh my gosh. I love how you feel in my hands. You're so soft. What? Don't look at me like that. Yeah, I know you're big and hard. Relax, I'm talking about the texture. God. What do you mean I can't tell a guy that he's soft? And oh, you know what? Fine, whatever. It feels good, okay? Did you have to ruin the moment? God. No, hush. Let me finish, please. I was enjoying myself before you rudely interrupted. Nor was I. Right. The soft skin that encases the hardness. It's stretched, pliant, proud head. Oh my God. It's no stranger to my mouth. How many times before have I loved it? Using my tongue and my hands. Even the valley between my breasts. I've let you paint me wherever you wanted. And I remember the first time that I swallowed. Oh, and how good that made you feel. Now you grabbed me by my arms and pulled me up and kissed me on my mouth. I like that you're not afraid to kiss me after you've just come in my mouth. I know, but some guys are weird about it. I don't know. No, I haven't. But, oh, my turn now? Okay. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, just your hands. You just cut my breast and sliding my fingers into your dark hair as your mouth captures my aching nipple. Oh my God, the sensation as you suck. Oh, it sends electric shocks down to that throbbing, aching neediness deep between my thighs. Oh, and the way your tongue flicks, imitating the motions of your tongue in a far more sensitive place. Oh, it's hard to differentiate between the feelings. I mean, if I were really paying attention. And, oh my God, not the other one. Oh, God, please. Oh, God. Oh, your kisses are amazing. They're so soft and so light. Gentle. Gliding lower over my stomach. Your hands moving. Feeling the softness of my body. Gentle swell of my hips. My soft thighs. Oh, the way that my legs slam together reflexively, not purposely. When your fingers brush the sensitive interior. Oh, don't laugh at me. I can't help it. You know that I can't help it. Oh, God. Honestly, if it was as easy as just breathing, I'd be fine. Oh, my God, we both know this. Come on now. This shouldn't be new to you. We've been together for a while. I know it's just you. It's just taking that further step with you. And we've never been there before. And the thought of that just... Oh, what if I'm no good? What if I mess up? What if you laugh at me? I mean, there's so many unknowns, and I can't... I'm just trying to explain... Don't shh me, please. Is Valid good? Okay, I'll repeat after you. Everything will be fine. I love you very much. You'll take care of me. Okay, I just have to let you take control. Okay, okay. Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Yes, lay me back on the pillows. Oh God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh God. Your mouth moving first down that sensitive hollow between my breasts and down over my belly button, lower still. To the soft, fat mound, the crux of my thighs. You breathe over me, and the goosebumps result from that shiver. I can feel you smile against my skin. Oh, please. Oh, your hands follow much slowly. Your hands follow much more slowly, stroking, lingering. Oh my God, what are you doing? Yes, yes, I know that you just put your hands on my inner thighs. What are you doing? No, not tonight. I don't think I can do that tonight. I think we should just get the other part over with. Just rip off the Band-Aid, get it out of the way, and then we can revisit more. Equally pleasurable things. I'm sorry, I'm trying to breathe. I'm just nervous. Of course I trust you. Of course I love you. Okay, I'll just lay back and... God... All the way you split my thighs around the wedge of your hips. Oh my God, I can feel you there pressed so intimately against me. Oh, I'm quivering. I know I'm wet. You can feel it, the glide of it along your shaft. Oh my God. Please, I don't know how much more teasing I can take. I guess I'll hold on to you. I'll hold on to you tight. Okay, I will. I'll keep my eyes on yours. Oh, just please, go slow. Please. I'm trusting you. I love you. I'm trusting you. I'm breathing. Oh. It's just the head. It's choking. I'm trying. I'm trying to breathe and relax. Tight, aching muscles. I need to let go of the death grip my legs have on your thighs. No, it's okay. It's different, but you're very warm and... Okay. Just hold me. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Wait, why did she stop? Why did you pull out? Oh, no. No, it's okay. No, I knew it would. It's okay. No, I need you to finish. I need you to finish. You can't. No, don't leave it half done like this. No. Don't leave it half finished, please. I need you to come in me. I need you to finish so that it feels real. Otherwise, it's just gonna drive me crazy, making me wonder what I did wrong and why you wouldn't. As effective as that is in getting me to shut up, you can't do that all the time. It's a genuine fear. I just want to feel good to you. I want you to enjoy me. Yes. Okay. No, I'm relaxing this time. I'm relaxing. Deep breaths. Okay, I can't stop the trembling, but at least I'm not as tense. Oh my God. Oh. The way you move, oh, it's so good. The resistance and the push back in, oh my God. Oh my gosh, baby. You feel so good. Oh, I feel so good. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, it's better. It's better. I need, please. Oh my God. Oh. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Right there. Oh, yes. Oh, grab my thighs. Yes. Drag me higher. I want to feel your stomach against mine. Those fucking dress against me. Slapping your balls against my ass. Yes. Oh, please, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, feel me. You feel me so good. Come. Please, harder. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, are you gonna come? Please. No, it feels really good though, but I want you to come. Please, make it real. Yes, yes, come for me. Oh my God, yes. Yes, I'll hold you tight, yes. Oh, baby, yes. Oh, just like that, yes. Yes, baby. Oh, you're so good. It's so good. I can feel it. Oh, yeah, I know. I'm tight. I know, baby. Just relax. Yeah, just relax. Lay your head here. Yeah. Oh, baby. Thank you. Yes. I can't imagine it to have gone better than this. I love you. Yes. No, no, please don't leave me yet. Just stay with me. It's gonna take me a bit to fully realize what we've done and that I'm yours and you're mine. Yeah. Thank you for taking such good care of me.